The Good Day program, Doug Steffen on the air, 7 after the hour, Monday it is. Hopefully you're going to have a successful day, a successful week. You've had a successful weekend in the pool, in the water, enjoying the warmth that is hot over much of the East. Actually, most of the country is pretty hot. In fact, Ken Kessler is with me. Everybody else is Gonzo Richie going through his treatment for the next 3 or 4 months. And so he's, for the most part, not really available to be with us. We want to check in with him from time to time. Everybody's wishing him well. A lot of people on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny, are asking about Richie's condition and wishing him well. He had a good first round of treatment last week. Hasn't felt great. A lot of sleepy times, and you're supposed to get a lot of sleep when you're going through this treatment. So just hold a good thought for him and the Hodgkin's lymphoma that he's fighting. Jennifer Horn is in Las Vegas, back tomorrow. Roberta Fasinelli, technical world fell apart. She's back tomorrow. So here we are on Monday figuring out what's going on. Actually, I'm in Kansas City, and we're announcing something that Kenny's putting up on the website right now. It's called Dream Big America. I'm going to have a lady named Alana Mueller with us later on in this hour, who comes from the Kauffman Enterprises, opportunities galore in the world of entrepreneurialism. It's something that I support. And so we're going to have a part of this program every week devoted to finding entrepreneurs who need help, who are looking to sell their idea, and we're going to offer cash, maybe prizes, all kinds of things that will help people get started. That's a new enterprise that I'm involved with. Some of the folks here in Kansas City who came to me, we got together last year, and it just has developed into this wonderful sort of coagulation of ideas and a way to help people. This has not been done on the radio before. You see shows like Shark Tank and these the shows that are trying to get people to present their ideas or their products. This is an idea from the grassroots. And so we'll find out more about it as we go along. The first program will air a couple of weeks from now, so we'll be talking about it pretty much every day to get you to sort of work yourself around to being interested. You probably can participate too. You'll be able to find out how to do that and succeed. That's what I'm interested in, people who are succeeding. I don't know a lot about I think about the stuff that we involve ourselves with conversationally everywhere, every day. The things, I get criticism once in a while from people who send me an email saying, you're always talking about success, and you basically go through the same sorts of things every time you're, you know, I mean, I have my philosophy, and I'm happy to explain it. It comes on the heels of a lot of experiments and a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of falling down and ending up on my butt. So are my keys different than the next person? There is this is a great image feature, Kenny, in your mind. Think about a keychain that has all these keys to success. Is there a keychain big enough to hold all of the ideas that the people who write self-help books, people who come up with? But you know what? More power to them, and the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. I've heard some really good ones, but I've never heard the one thing that will always guarantee success. But I'm going to give you a couple of examples of people who have been successful and see what you think. The recent U.S. golf, the Open U.S. Open golf tournament, winner was the British golfer named Justin Rose, 32 years old. When he was a teenager, he missed the cut in his first 21 professional golf tournaments. He had never won a PGA major tournament. But on Father's Day, he prevailed and overcame his previous mistakes. A tough golf course, the missteps of competitors. When he won, he looked into the heavens and he saluted his father. How many of you saw that video? And then there's Lionel Shriver, the successful author who couldn't get arrested by a publishing company. Her first book, We Need to Talk About Kevin, was rejected by 40 different publishers who wouldn't take it. Finally, Harper Collins took a chance. She did not beat herself up. She didn't reinvent herself. She didn't throw the book away and try something else. She stuck with it, and she prevailed until she succeeded. She and the golfer, he put his head down and just kept playing. No excuses, no discouragement, no quitting. The one indispensable secret to success is to never quit. Never give up chasing your dream. Never, ever be talked out of what it is that you want. I would say that goes for pretty much everything in my life and in your life. Whether it is love, romance, relationships, whether it's a job, whether it's a project like this Dream Big America that I'm involved in. I have, my father said to me, and it was probably the best lesson that I learned from my father, that you have to be, you stick with it. You don't give up. And I've always been somebody who just stayed the course one way or another. I'm a survivor. And otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to keep doing this program because there's so many obstacles to it, especially over the last 4 or 5 years. Most people with any brains would give up. I would say that applies to my love life, and I would say that it applies to my tenacity with certain friends, people that I have wanted to get to know and have succeeded in getting to know. I think you just have to work at it. You've got to work at it, and hopefully those thoughts will help you make your day somewhat better than you thought it was going to be. I am, Kenny, I have, in the last few minutes, when you do the last news break, I found some of the fun that people are having with the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West babies, name Northwest. There are a lot of cheap shots. Did she give birth to a baby or a compass? There are some pictures of Northwest Airlines that I saw, a plane that has the Northwest logo on it. That you could have figured was going to show up. Online comedians and their observations. Let's see here. If little Kimyi, that's what some people have called her, ever has a book or a fashion line, she can name it North by Northwest, like the Hitchcock film starring Cary Grant. There's a picture of Kanye West that has been photoshopped onto a picture of Cary Grant's body in the film North by Northwest. When you think about it, the funniest thing, though, is the Northwest plane. People have very little tolerance for things that are different. I mean, I'm no big fan of these people. I don't care one way or another. I certainly don't care about, they're overexposed in the media. But you know what? Is there some way, I mean, if the name may be foolish, but I just wonder about what people have in their time core. I don't have time to do stuff like this. Who has the time to sit around and come up with these jokes or these zingers? I don't know. I don't think it's the best in America. Maybe it's just people say, "Oh, it's just fun, Doug. Come on, lighten up." Yeah, okay. But this is a baby. Now, maybe the parents are starting the problem by naming the baby North. And what's that baby going to go through during its life instead of it just being, Paula North or, something like that, Roberta North, Joni North, Wendy North, Meredith North, whatever. It's really very interesting. But you listen, the news media has really taken it on and had fun with it, and so maybe we get a smile or two. There's nothing bad about it. I wonder what the baby's, what that child is going to have. With my name, my given name is Dudley. I know what I went through as a kid with that name. And, that's why I came up with the names that I did for my two children. Both of them sounded, they worked well with Stefan, Megan, Stefan, Brendan, Stefan. No chance, they were good, healthy, kind of good, solid American names, Irish American names. And, I don't know, just kind of fit together. But I think you've got to be very careful about what you name your children. Not for any other reason than what they would have to go through. Now, Kenny, the two children that you adopted with Lisa, Panda is the girl. And right. What sort of things has she had to go through, if any, with that name?
Well, her given name is actually Amanda.
Ah, okay, I didn't know that.
There were so many other, apparently so many other mothers who had the same idea.
Yeah.
That, and she was in school. There were 3, 4, 5 other Amandas in all her classes. And apparently when she was a baby, she looked a little bit like a little panda bear. So mm-hmm. That was sort of a nickname, and it just kind of stuck. And then she preferred it to being Amanda this or Amanda that or Amanda number 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So there you go. A good story. Speaking of stories, our friend Mr. Snowden, any word in the last hour? He was supposedly on a plane and then he wasn't on the plane. Do we know any more about that, Kenny, in terms of whether this drama has gotten any more peaked action?
No, it's a little like a Jason Bourne film. There's been no confirmation if he's on the plane that left Russia 30, 40, 50 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba. That plane is supposed to cross into U.S. airspace sometime in the next few hours.
Now, do you think there's a plant there? Do you think they said he's not on the plane so that the plane would fly over? It's a Boeing 767 Aeroflot plane. Do you think that they said he's not on the plane so the Americans won't try to force the plane down? Because that was one option.
I think if there's any sort of strategy involved with keeping this away from us, it would be really bad for Russia.
I don't think Putin gives a damn one way or the other. One just doesn't. All right, 888-302-3684. Monday morning on the Good Day program, your $1 million hair. You used to have $1 million hair. Now what's it worth? $100,000? Maybe $10,000? Maybe $5,000? Maybe it's only worth $10.50. Want to change that? You got thinning, weak, and tired hair? The aging process has not been kind to the follicles on your head because you've used a lot of bad products, washing your hair over the years and putting rinses on it, plugged up your follicles. Now, here's Provia that'll clean out your follicles, strengthen the hair. They'll come back stronger, fuller. The fiber of your hair will be more vibrant. And this is, by the way, both men and women are using this product. It's for both men and women. Provia Serum, all natural, no side effects, very easy to use, simple. You'll get compliments everywhere, and it's risk-free. You call 800-525-8319 and get this product that cleans out the follicles, your hair starts growing again, and there's no nothing in it. There's no pharmaceutical connection, all natural. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get an extra month supply of Provia for your hair, and you'll get a free rush shipping upgrade, and you get a surprise gift. So now's the time. Take care of your hair. Get that look back that you want for the summertime. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319. You'll love the glorious hair that comes as a result of these treatments.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What kind of mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Reason I always thought this song was about Chuck E. Cheese. That's kind of silly. However, this is not necessarily silly. A review of the top five songs for this week, the last week of June 1979. And on that list, coming in at number five, is Ricky
Number
D. Jones.
Five.
Number five, Chuck E's In Love. And after that, did she ever have another hit? Is this the only one, or do I remember there was one other? A song Ken
this was a big one. She also had Danny's All-Star Joint.
I don't remember that one. Okay, so from number five, we go to number four.
Number four.
Sister Sledge and We Are Family. This is the entrails of the disco era, Kenny. The Good Day program, which is referred to by some as a full service, like the old days, a full service radio program, a little bit of everything for everybody, and that includes popular music here and there. It's not a music show, obviously, but we have the interest in having you go back into your mind and remember what you were doing or how your life was going during this part of June. Maybe some of you just got out of high school in 1979. Where were you this week in 79, Kenny?
1989.
Maybe if we can understand what you're saying. The technology is not that swell over there in San Diego this morning. All right, so number four, Sister Sledge, We Are Family. Number three.
Number three.
Now you know it's the end of the disco era. And the thing that proves this more than anything else is that Donna Summer had two songs in the top five. This is one of them. Crank it up, Evan. All right, so she was number three with this song. Then she's number two.
Number two.
Song. Number two from Donna Summer. Hot stuff. Okay, so we got that disco we were taking care of here. Actually, this song, the number one song, was a hot disco tune as well. Anita Ward.
Number one.
Doesn't remember this, Kenny. Yeah, this is cool. All right. So we have there a profile of the songs, the Hot 5 songs this week in 1979. Ricky Lee Jones, Sister Sledge, couple from Donna Summer and Anita Ward. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How many of you paid attention to that big moon over the weekend? Some refer to it as the super moon, one of the greatest celestial events of the year. This big super moon. It was only a... What is that Ella Fitzgerald song? Have you got that? We were pulling around. I don't know if you remember this.
Say it's only a paper moon.
How about we change the words?
Sailing over
the paper moon. It's a super moon.
But it wouldn't be make-believe
if you believed in me. The super moon, a cosmic wonder that occurs when the moon arrives at perigee, the point in the orbit when it is closest to the Earth during its full phase. For those of you who have people that you're close to and they have been crazy the past week, they are affected definitely. I'll tell you, in my life, I know the craziness because of the moon. It really does. If you think it doesn't affect people, it does. So pay homage to the super moon.
It's a melody played in a pen.
Elvis Presley was the king, but it was a nun who really got Hollywood all shook up. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Well, I wanted to be with you. And not only here, but I want you with us on the road, wherever we go.
They don't need me, and you don't need me. You're going to the top, Deke, and you're going alone.
Dolores Hart was beautiful. She was talented. And she gave Elvis Presley his first on-screen kiss in his 1957 movie, Loving You. They said she was the next Grace Kelly, but in 1963, Dolores Hart gave it all up to become a Roman Catholic nun. Now, at age 74, she's known as Mother Dolores Hart. A documentary about her, God is the Bigger Elvis, was nominated for an Oscar last year. And in her new autobiography, The Ear of the Heart, she tells how she struggled for years over whether or not to follow the call of God. Finally, she got engaged to businessman Don Robinson, and she had to choose. In 1963, she told me, she went to talk with the head abbess at the Abbey of Regina Laudis in Bethlehem, Connecticut.
She said, "What is it that you really want, Dolores?" I said, "I want to marry Don. I want to make another $1 million. I want an Oscar. That's what I want." She said, "Well, then why are you here?" And I said, "Because I want something more than that."
50 years later, Mother Dolores still lives at the Abbey, but she knows she'll always be remembered for Elvis Presley's first movie kiss.
It was the kiss that lasted 50 years, so I have to. He was a very, very lovely man. Truly gospel. That was not a lie.
I always wondered that.
Because we had to wait in hotel rooms when we did the film in New Orleans. He'd go over and get a Gideon Bible. And you'd say, "Open it. I want to know what you think of that." So I'd open the Psalms, and I would read a Psalm. He said, "What does that mean to you?"
Bible studies with all.
Yeah.
The Year of the Heart by Mother Dolores Hart is on sale now. And God is the Bigger Elvis is available on DVD at
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The Good Day program for Monday, 24th of June. Doug Steffen on the air with Kenny Kessler and the things that are important. We're going to meet Amanda. I keep saying Amanda because somebody put it wrong. Who do I shoot with this? I know it's Atlanta, but we got to shoot somebody. This is out of place. This is not right. We have to. I'm taking everybody to task here because we have to do all of our things the right way. No more slip ups. The new motto of the Good Day program is perfection all the time. Right? Perfection. Hoo-ha. Anyway,
right.
You got that, Kenny? Write that down and mask it, then cover it up or do something with it. Alana Mueller is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We're going to bring you around to understanding our new deal. This is an exciting time, and those of you who are big dreamers like I am, we're going to try to help you along the way. So that's in a couple of minutes. Nothing new on the two names of the day, Snowden, the name of the week or the month or maybe the year, Paula Deen, and the controversy over the use of the N-word and what's happened to her, blah, 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 blah. One of the things that's been an important focus the last three or four days, I don't know, was it last week at this time, Kenny, that the discussion of obesity, the AMA saying that it was a disease? I think that was a week ago today, wasn't it?
I think it was near the end of last week.
But was it? I just know when I hear those things, I go bananas because it's so silly. But yet it has generated a lot of conversation. And it's not necessarily inappropriate because it is a big problem. As most of you know, Kenny spends part of his time monitoring a lot of good talk radio programs. And as we don't have Jennifer and Roberta and Richie here, sometimes we get added help from some of these folks that host these really good programs around the country. And they stimulate us with ideas that we may or may not have thought about ourselves. Here's one of those hosts named Wendy Edwards, who's talking here to Joe Nagdzowski, who is the chief of the Obesity Action Commission, about the AMA's announcement.
Let's just kind of look at this new diagnosis of disease from the American Medical Association. You're saying this is a good thing. Immediately when I heard about it, I was a little concerned that it would change people's perspective on heavy people. And it may even change heavy people in how they look at and treat themselves, and maybe not so much in a positive way.
You know, I've seen that criticism. I've seen some of it portrayed in the media. And I'll be honest, you know, obesity discrimination or bias against those who struggle with their weight is one of the last socially acceptable forms of discrimination. You know, people are made fun of and denied all kinds of opportunities because of their weight every day. I can't imagine it getting worse. And what I draw a parallel to is kind of what we saw with drug and alcohol addiction. When it finally became recognized that there was a disease process here and that these were really complicated problems, it actually reduced stigma. It didn't create more. It actually encouraged more people to get help. It didn't stop people from getting help. So I'm hoping that this designation will have that same effect and not turn out to be a negative.
Well, and in the weight loss industry, I know that there are a lot of professionals who are happy with this discovery or this new label, because it may actually help overweight people to get help through their medical insurance.
Correct. Yeah, one of the biggest challenges people have is, you know, if you decided today you needed help with your weight and you needed your doctor to help, most often your insurance won't cover it. It doesn't seem to make sense, because we know obesity contributes to so many other health conditions. So this is a start. It is not going to immediately change, you know, how health insurers pay, but hopefully it'll start a trend where we see them becoming more and more open to helping reimburse our healthcare providers so they can help us with our weight.
So you see this as a good thing?
I do. I do see it as a good thing. It's a potential start of a good thing, and it really, again, speaks to the complexity of the issue. We've talked so much in this country about prevention. Now let's talk about treatment. Let's talk about helping those who struggle, because you can't just prevent obesity, because we have so many people who are already affected.
All right, so you're buying into that or not. Eat well, exercise. What does Dr. Ken say with the death of James Gandolfini, who was obese, who did abuse alcohol? He ate the wrong foods. He was using drugs. At 51, he looked like he was 61. And as the doctor said, he was a ticking time bomb. It would have exploded any day because he didn't know how to take care of himself. He did. I mean, to say an educated, intelligent guy like that didn't know how to take care of himself is a cop-out. He chose not to. And that's the choice that we all have. You make your choices. You want to take care of yourself, live a good, happy, healthy, wholesome life. That's swell. You don't, then you suffer the consequences. I'm not sure, and I said this last week, that I'm in to the action of those who think it's a disease. I think there's a genetic component to it that sometimes factors into what happens to your body. But I think that in most cases, not every case, you can ameliorate the situation with good diet, exercise, that kind of stuff. Being conscious as much as anything else. Speaking of consciousness, Ms. Mueller is going to help us understand what this, I'm so thankful. I've said this three or four times this morning if you've been listening. You can find posted at DougStephan.com the story of Dream Big America. We've partnered with the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City, where I am today and tomorrow, to sort of celebrate the beginning of this exciting adventure. And so Alana is going to help us understand what we're getting ourselves into here, in a manner of speaking, or what you're getting yourself into in a matter of moments. Stand by. This is Good Day at 22 before the hour.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are currently almost 26 million Americans living with diabetes, but for many, having diabetes doesn't stop them from giving back to their communities. There's an army of unsung diabetes heroes out there, and a new contest wants to hear from them. The Novolog Community Star Contest wants to recognize those with type 2 diabetes who are making a difference in their local communities. Two-time NFL Super Bowl champion Kendall Simmons, who is living with diabetes and does his part by hosting an annual charity golf tournament to raise money for a Diabetes Center, is the spokesperson for the contest.
Whether you're a teacher who goes the extra mile, a little league coach, or a Girl Scout leader, whatever it is that you do to give back while living with diabetes, we want to hear from you.
Winners of the contest will be featured online and will receive a $5,000 donation to a diabetes charity of their choice. And one grand prize winner will receive a one-year subscription to a healthy eating plan. For official rules and to enter the contest, visit Novolog.com. About Novolog, insulin aspart, RDNA origin injection. Indications and usage. What is Novolog? Novolog is a man-made insulin used to control high blood sugar in adults and children with diabetes mellitus. Important safety information. Who should not use Novolog? Do not use Novolog if your blood sugar is too low, hypoglycemia, or you are allergic to any of its ingredients.
What should I tell my healthcare provider before taking Novolog? About all of your medical conditions, including liver, kidney, or heart problems. If you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to do either. About all prescription and non-prescription medicines you take, including supplements, as your dose may need to change. How should I take Novolog? Eat a meal within 5 to 10 minutes after using Novolog, a fast-acting insulin, to avoid low blood sugar. Do not inject Novolog if you do not plan to eat right after your injection or bolus pump infusion. Do not mix Novolog with any other insulin when used in a pump or with any insulin other than NPH when used with injections by syringe. Please see full prescribing information at www.novolog.com.
19 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program from Kansas City. As I've been saying off and on all morning, been listening, whole idea of encouraging entrepreneurialism in America. We're starting a feature on the Good Day program called Dream Big America, and we're working with the Kauffman Foundation, which is headquartered here in Kansas City. They are probably, in terms of nonprofits, the biggest, the most important. Probably we couldn't have found a better partner because they're all about encouraging. This was a big local businessman who turned a small little, as so many of these great American stories are, something that was nothing into something that became gigantic. And then he, because he was an entrepreneur, he wanted to encourage other entrepreneurs, and that's where Alana Mueller comes in. She's connected to the Kauffman Foundation. What do we need to know? This is really the largest foundation of its type in the country, is it not?
It is. It's actually the world's largest foundation that's specifically focused on entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So it's known as the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, and its sole focus is to advance economies and human welfare through entrepreneurship.
So who are some of the success stories, or what are some of the success stories that sort of had the breeding ground here or through the help of Kauffman?
Oh, well, so much research has been done and continues to be done at the Kauffman Foundation to determine not only how entrepreneurship happens, but with a large index of businesses from across the country to focus on what's driving entrepreneurship, what resources could entrepreneurs use, and so it's been just a wonderful way to access information about research and entrepreneurship.
Is it sort of a germinating? There are either people or ideas that have developed into businesses that we can point to?
Well, through my own company, Kauffman Fast Track, certainly. So Kauffman Fast Track was originally created by the Kauffman Foundation about 20 years ago, and specifically it trains entrepreneurs to start and grow businesses. So here in Kansas City in particular, we can talk about very specific businesses that have been launched as a result. In fact, a very well-known coffee company, The Roastery, Danny O'Neill, went through Fast Track 20 years ago.
What is that? All right, so let me need to know about Fast Track. What is it?
So we license content to organizations around the world, and we then train them in our own methodology for educating entrepreneurs how to start and grow companies. They then offer courses to entrepreneurs around the world, as I mentioned, and we've trained more than 350,000 people over these last 20 years.
So when you say you license them, what's the proprietary information? Is this Kauffman coming up with try A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then passing it on and dividing up sort of the responsibilities? Okay, you try to approach entrepreneurialism this way, and somebody else try to approach it that way?
Well, what it is, it's a framework that entrepreneurs can use to consider, do I have a business concept that's viable? What does my market look like? What marketing plan should I go after? What is the product or service that I'm considering offering or expanding into a new market? And so it really helps the entrepreneur along the way. It's a facilitated set of courses that entrepreneurs engage in. In fact, I had been with a major corporation for several years, and I left to start my own business, and the first thing I did was take Fast Track.
Really? So let's talk about where the ideas come from, how ideas get driven. Somebody's listening to us right now. This is really kind of what I'm trying to get to. There's someone listening to us. Maybe there's 2, maybe there's 12, maybe there's 20, maybe there's 300 who've got an idea. You see some of these things being encouraged on shows like Shark Tank, and there are I suppose in a sense The Apprentice. I'm not sure that's a great example, but you know what I'm talking about. There are these ideas that come forth. Somebody's dreamed up something. They've got Steve Jobs, 35 years ago. We have somebody listening who's like that, got an idea for, but doesn't know
doesn't know how to go about putting it together, finding money. So,
so what Fast Track would do is that it would help that entrepreneur to not only crystallize the idea, but think about what are all the other components that are necessary. What's the plan for marketing? What's the plan of action that I'm going to take to get this business stood up?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think that there are three appropriate outcomes to any Fast Track course. The first is that an entrepreneur may come in with an idea, iterate on that idea during the term of the course, and then leave and start that business, and that's terrific. A second appropriate outcome is that somebody may come in with a business idea, discover that the idea is not commercially viable, and instead of starting that business, they now have a skill set that they can apply to any other idea that they may come up with. And then thirdly, people come in and they discover that they're not entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And I still think that's wonderful. They save themselves time and heartache. And
I want to have my own business, but you don't know whether they mean
well,
to.
Well, but now they have a skill set they can use towards somebody else's company and be more entrepreneurial, if you will.
I have a great example of someone who would have loved to have had this 45, 50 years ago. A gentleman who went to college at the same place I went in Northwest Ohio, Heidelberg University. It was called Heidelberg College then. His name is John Quincy Adams, interestingly enough. He left. He was a biology major, just barely got out of school. He's happy to tell that story. And he went to work as a pharmacologist, but a sales rep, selling various pharmacological products. And he saw the need for a particular product that dealt with the condition that comes as a result of having colds and the flu, all of the phlegm that gets stuck in your throat. How do you get rid of it? And eventually, he fiddled with it, and he worked at it, and he perfected the formula, and he started selling a product called Mucinex. And about 13, 14 years after he developed it, he sold it to some big pharmaceutical company for $490 million.
Right.
And then he started another company. And he did, but if he'd had this, I'll bet he could have, because he had all the ingredients. But, you know, he had to, you stumble and you fall and you trip and you make mistakes. So with something like this, you hopefully you're going to eliminate or at least get people steering in the right direction so they wouldn't necessarily fall into the pits that without any guidance they are liable to do.
Right. Right. It helps to mitigate some of those shortcomings of a business idea. So I think it will help to advance the idea much more quickly.
All right. One of the things that intrigues me is that you encourage military folks, veterans, to get involved in the program. How so?
We do. Thank you for asking. You know, we've had now 2 years of an amazing veterans program. It's called the Kauffman Fast Track Veterans Initiative. And what we've done is we've specifically created a program designed to target veterans. It's not surprising to realize that veterans make phenomenal entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They have the leadership mentality. They are great at mitigating and managing risk.
A lot of them having a tough time.
They are. You know, the unemployment rate among veterans, it's much higher than the rest of us. And yet, they are phenomenal business owners. And so if we can provide them with the resources,
there's
tools.
There's a sort of rigidity, right? There's a routine that gets involved in, and that helps to, I mean, you got to be disciplined.
Well, and the focus. They're able to create a team. They're able to advance an idea. And so what we want to do is to help them to shape those ideas. And so what we're offering across the nation are several courses specifically targeted to veterans. We're offering subsidies to help with the cost of those courses. And our hope is that we can not only create entrepreneurs out of our returning soldiers, but we can give them some peace of mind, some confidence as they re-enter the workforce.
All right. How do people find Alana Mueller and Mueller? Why do I do this? When people try to tell me how to pronounce names, this really, because I would have been fine without it. Anyway, Fast Track, how do people find you online?
They can visit us at fasttrack.org. That's FASTTRAC.org. And if they'd like to learn more about the Veterans Initiative in particular, it's fasttrack.org/veterans.
And you can follow Alana at Twitter at Alana, M-U-L-L-E-R, A-L-A-N-A, M-U-L-L-E-R. You're okay.
Thank you.
Glad you stopped by. This is
Thanks for having me.
Well, no, I think this is what we have to do. We're trying to help entrepreneurs and people who have ideas. You can't get any bank money. God knows all of us who have been small businesses know there's nothing around with that. So this is a good way to get people into that mill. Thank you, Alana.
Thank you.
At 10 for the hour and good day.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas.
join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize. A four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvaluein.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Monster University, movie music. This is a Randy Newman tune, a Randy in the Choir, actually, from the movie Monsters University. Number one movie during this past weekend, Monsters, and Brad Pitt zombies ganged up on Superman a little this weekend. Chucker, he's got the box office report for us. And would you say that that was an accurate way of looking at what happened at the box office this weekend?
That's an interesting combination to battle Superman eyes.
Yeah, right, it is, yes. The zombies and the monsters versus Superman film.
You know, but I just wanted to mention, I hosted a revival last night of James Cameron's 1986 film Aliens with Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And the high-definition DCP hard drive that 20th Century Fox sent our community theater was simply amazing. I mean, this technology of taking, when they take these films and they remaster them in high definition, mm-hmm. is incredible. And I think very few summer films can hold a candle to that movie. That's how good that film was. Everything was done practically. There was no CGI. Stan Winston did all the alien effects. And you sit there in a theater 27 years later, and you say to yourself, well, at least I did, how did they do that stuff? Because it's simply incredible and holds up in a stunning way. It is a great, great movie. And the crowd that came, about 80 people, just simply loved it.
Good for you.
Had a great time.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be doing. Yep, that's a neat thing to be doing. We have our contest here. Before Chucker gives us the box office report, the numbers for the weekend, we're going to present to you three different excerpts, audio excerpts from the number one movie during this week in 1985. So you listen. If you know what the movie is and you haven't won before a movie moment, you dial us up at 800-310. What am I doing here? 800-302-3684. I get more foolish numbers. What I do? Did I say 8? Yeah, I did. 888-302-3684. All right, that's the right number. 888-302-DOUG, if you can identify this movie.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All right, let's see if we can dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear here. Try. We have to work a little faster. There are three clips from the movie that was number one during this week in 1985. You figure it out, you call us now at 888-302-3684. Here's the first audio clue.
Well, I'll tell you something. The way nature's been treating us, I don't mind cheating her a little.
All right. That's actually a great clip, Kenny. That may give it away, especially with Wilford Brimley's voice there. 888-302-3684. Second clue.
By golly, if our new neighbor's going to do that, I don't feel a bit bad about sneaking in their swimming pool while they're gone.
All right. You've got this, Chuck, all right? What happened to Chuck?
Yeah, I got it. I love the phone.
Okay. Last clip.
What's important is that when we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
All right, you know what the movie is? 888-302-3684. All right, we have some interesting stories from this weekend's box office, right?
Pixar's Monsters University, Doug, opened big, $81 million in business. I wonder if parents take their kids because they want to see a really good film. Well, they just look at a lot of these animated films as a glorified babysitter. Yeah. I say it's a combination of both. Woolworths Z placed second. Opened with solid $66 million in business. The reviews were 70% positive. I'm in the minority. Brad Pitt, I think, is a terrific lead. He was quite good. But the storyline was just semi-interesting for me, and his PG-13 rating instead of an R for a $200 million zombie movie. It felt neutered to me, so I give it a 5.5 out of 10. It's okay, but nothing more. Warner Brothers' Man of Steel placed third, $41 million, $209 million in two weeks of release. This is the end of New Comedy with Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill, $13 million a week in number two, $57 million overall. And Now You See Me ran out the top five.
All right, Orion, what's the name of the movie? Hello.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.